That was some sad ass music. Just fix the mic, interchangeable music. What's going on, guys? Woo! I am so excited to be here. Oh my God. And we can curse. Look at God. I didn't even know this was going to be possible. I ran here. I had a show at Magic Castle in Hollywood, and it was a dope show. But it made me realize how grateful I am to have a boyfriend. I'm going to say that throughout the whole show because I just got him. I'm going to mention that every 5 minutes. I'm going to be like, and then, I got a boyfriend. And then, because women act like we don't need men. We need men. We need you. Today, I rode in on the exit. Like, I came in on the exit, came through with the spikes on the ground. The security didn't even know what to do. They came up to me and was like, you all right? I said, yeah, why? He said, because you rode in on the spikes. I was like, oh, shit, there was spikes there? I thought that was just hitting a little dip or something like that. Everybody with me in the car, we all jumping up and down, making noise and yelling. I came in on the spikes. I didn't realize I needed a man until I was at the gas station with my boyfriend, and I got out. And he was like, what you doing? He said, I said, getting gas. He was like, you're not going to cut the car off? I was like, oh, we got to cut the car off now, and then when we start cutting cars off for gas. He was like, you never cut. I said, I've been driving 20 years. This car been on every single time. He said, you gonna blow shit up. I said, I didn't even know that you had to cut the car off. I'm excited to be on stage right now. This is exciting for me because coronavirus has been tearing me up. Like, I just learned a lot of stuff. Like, I learned sangria is a fruit. I learned that you can have it with your breakfast. I didn't know that. I didn't realize how dumb I was. I had to homeschool my own kids. It's just really, really bad in my house. I didn't realize my 15-year-old can't wash dishes. Like, she washed it with cold water. It's cold water, just oil on every goddamn thing. I didn't realize during this pandemic how annoyed I am at forgetting my mask in the car. You ever go into the store and you realize you don't have your mask? You don't even say, like, there's sometimes, because now they got security at every supermarket, every store. Before you walk in, they go, hey, your mask. But sometimes you slip past security because they ain't paying attention. And then you got everybody looking at you crazy because you ain't got no mask on. Let me forget my mask in the car one more time. We ain't eating today. I don't give a fuck if I don't care if I'm going to the supermarket. We just not going to eat today if I forget my mask. I don't care if my daughter is having her monthly. She just have to bleed this shit out. I'm not going back in the supermarket if I forget my mask one more time. I'm sick and tired of the mask. I'm sick and tired of this COVID-19. I'm just sick and tired. But I'm happy I got a boyfriend now. Look, like, that's cool. I got tired of being single. I got a 19-year-old kid. Got a whole girlfriend. You know how messed up it is to watch your 19-year-old in a relationship, don't pay no bills in the house, and you in there just lonely, just trying to figure it out. He got a full-on girlfriend, and you just sitting at the table just watching them hug and stuff. Like, oh, one day it'll be my turn. One day. Because he used to hate on me on social media on my 19-year-old. I'll be on social media living my life. I go live. Everybody in here know if you follow me, I go live. I like to be live. When I go live, I'm cute. So as soon as I go live, I was single. The men, they jump in the comments quick. Ladies know when you live, the men, they come in and, hey, beautiful, with your fine self. You look like you need a vacation. As a matter of fact, a vacation. 5-star restaurant on me. Anything you need on me. You look like you need infinity pools. I'll take you. I got you. I'm there. Here come my son. In the comments on my live, on my Instagram with my friends, here come Chase in my comments. Wow, that's crazy. Dudes out here inviting you out to eat the 5-star restaurants, and we ain't even had no food in the house yet. Wow, that's crazy. The other dude said infinity pool on him, and my little sister ain't even take her bath yet. Wow. Anybody know me? Know I'm petty. My son go live. Him and his girlfriend, they live. They on his Instagram, they live. They got 900 people on their live. They live. I'm petty. Snuck right on up in that Instagram in the comments. They talking about something, they love each other. Hashtag anniversary. You ever been on a live with teenagers? It's the dumbest shit you ever watch in your life. They celebrating their 2-year anniversary. All you see in the live is, yes, girl, you better get it, girl, yes. Hashtag black love, hashtag blessings, hashtag future, hashtag marriage. I slid right on up in them comments. Wow, that's crazy. Because then you had that little girl Dominique over here yesterday, Chase. Wow! That's crazy! You all hugged up on that girl and you ain't washed your ass all week, Chase. Wow! That's crazy. He come running in my room. He like, why you doing that for? I was like, I don't get no ass. You don't get no ass. You started it, all right? You started this. We was cool. You did this to us. Because at my age, it's either I attract real old men or real young men. Real old or real young. And when I say old, I mean old, old. I'm talking full linen suits with socks and sandals, like that kind of old. The kind of old they call you baby girl. He don't care what your real name is. You just baby girl. The kind of old man that you find in places that you need a man. I'm at the gas station pumping my gas. Here come Clyde. Clyde got on a full red linen suit, white socks, white sandals. He come walking up to me. Hey, now, all right, okay, all right. And older men, that's their favorite thing to do. That's their favorite thing to do, an older man. That's their favorite. They hit this lean back. Come on now, all right. Look at this. Look at you. Look at you. All right. Look at this. Okay, baby girl. Let me ask you a question now. You're being a little living on the edge now. I said, excuse me. Well, you got your car running now. It's dangerous out here. You got your car running. You're so beautiful. Let me ask you a question. Why are you out here pumping your gas by yourself? Don't make no sense to me. A beautiful woman, like you, out here pumping your gas by yourself. Look at this here. God damn. Look at you. I was honest. I said, I'm in a situation not right now that requires me to pump my gas by myself. I got nothing. He said, what's wrong with you? You crazy or something? I said, a little bit. He said, well, come on now. That's just the way I like them now. Don't play with me now. Older men always two-stepping. Older men always doing this here. It don't matter. Ain't even no music playing. They always hitting this. That's how an older man woke up to you. All right now. Come on now, girl. Look at you now. Come on now. Look at this. He said, baby girl, I want to tell you something. I said, sir, I'm okay. He said, come on now. Don't be like that. You afraid of little old me? Come on now. Look at you. You look like you could take me if you wanted to, and I would let you. I ain't even going to fight you, girl. Come on. Talk to me. Come, let me talk to you. I said, yes. He go, lean in. I said, no, I don't want to lean in. He said, come on, I want to talk to you. Just lean in. I said, yes. Older men take pride in this. I just want to go ahead and let you know that all my kids is grown. You hear what I said there? Come on now, did you hear what I said? Baby girl, all my kids is grown, honey. I'm retired. I got a little bit of money in my pocket. What you trying to do, honey? Come on now. I said, sir, if you don't get your old ass out my face. I'm lying. I gave him my number. I did. I gave it to him. I did. I had to. He was going to take me out. Jesus. I gave it to him. And talking to Clyde through text was fine. We didn't have no problems. It didn't get weird till I called him. Because he had a Bluetooth in each ear. He didn't know which one to answer. He just yelling. Hello. I said, hello. Hello. I said, hello. Come on, now these buttons too goddamn small. I can't hear you. Hello. I said, hello. He go, there you is. There you is. There you go now. All right. I said, how you doing today, Clyde? He said, well, shoot, I'm better now. I get to talk to my baby girl now. Come on. He said, baby girl, I want to do something nice for you. I said, okay. He said, why don't you all pick something nice to do? I said, we can go to dinner. He said, well, shoot, I ain't nothing I can feed you. I can do that. I said, okay. He said, what time is good for dinner for you? I said, okay, let me think. Between the kids and shows, I'm thinking we could do dinner around 8 o'clock. He said, in the nighttime? Ain't nobody going nowhere no goddamn 8 o'clock at night. He started yelling at me. That's what's wrong with you young kids. You want to hang out all times of the goddamn night, no 8 o'clock at night. Ain't nobody outside no 8 o'clock at night but hoes and heathens. I'm not finna be outside no goddamn 8 o'clock at night. You ever had somebody talk about you like you wasn't standing, like you wasn't on the phone, and the motherfucker gonna tell me 8 o'clock at night? Wrong with her, she crazy at 8 o'clock. I said, why don't we all just calm down, just take a breath, deep breath in and out, relax. All calm. Okay, your blood pressure finna spike, honey. Calm down. I said, why don't you choose? He go, I could choose. I said, you could choose. He said, anything I want to do with you? I said, well, not anything. You want to do with me? You could pick something that makes sense. Well, sure, all right. Let me think. Okay, then. All right. let me think about it. Okay, let me go ahead and think about this now. I got to figure it out. Oh, I know what. I could take you to breakfast. I said, okay, breakfast? Okay, that sounds fine. Yeah, I'm going to take you to breakfast. I said, okay. He said, what time is good for breakfast for you? I said, we're not going to do that again. What time is good for breakfast for you? Shoot, let me think. Okay, breakfast with my baby girl. Okay, let me think about this. Okay, now. Okay, wait now. All right. Now, see, I wake up at 3:30. I got to get up first. Oh, I got it. I think I'm taking you about to take you breakfast around 6 o'clock. I'm like, in the morning, Clyde? Right after I get my car washed, the senior citizens discount going to scoop you up and take you out. I said, Clyde, I'm not going to no goddamn breakfast, no 6 o'clock in the morning, Clyde. I'm lying. I went, boiled eggs all morning. My feet was hurting. He let me ride on his wheelchair. He let me get on the back, push me around. I had a good time. I had a good time with Clyde. I really did. It's a good guy. But then I had a point, like, after I got divorced, I was like, let me try this cougar life. I dated a 20-year-old. Terrible. He don't know nothing about nothing. Went on a date with him 20 years old. Had no business going on a date with this kid. Took him to Brentwood to iPick Theater. I paid for it because he was still in school. So I don't mind. Stop judging me. That's what cougars do, right? I paid for it. Take him to the movie theater. He ain't never been to a dine-in movie. He don't know it's nice. He ain't never been there. He don't know nothing. He start panicking. Like, as soon as we walk in the door, he like, yo, this is really nice in here. I'm like, calm down. Shh. The lady gets us in the movie theater. She seats us. We sit in our little leather seats. As soon as we walk in, he see the seats. He start feeling on them. He like, yo, this is leather. This is crazy right here. Look at this. I'm like, hey, stop it. Sit down. I turn into a mother. You know you're a mother when you bite your teeth. Sit your goddamn ass down right now. He sit down. I sit down. I take my shoes off. I put the blanket on over me. I press my button. My seat start to go back. He start to panic. Oh, where you going? Where you going? I said, you know what? Get your book bag. Let's go. I'm not doing this with you today. You go home. I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm not going to do this with you today. My feet ashy as hell. I was going to lotion them, but I didn't because I learned the hard way not to do that. Because when you lotion your feet and you got on open-toed shoes, I did that one day. I was rushing to this comedy show, and I'm in the car, and I'm like, oh, my God. I looked at my feet. I was like, hey, that's ashy. Let me dab that real quick. I go on and dab that with lotion, messed around lotion my whole foot. When I tell you it was a peep-toe shoe and only two toes was supposed to show, the hole this big, only two toes supposed to come through. Only two toes, hole this big, two toes. When I tell you all five of my toes was through the front of this goddamn hole, this was my feet in the shoe, just holding on to the ground, just struggling, shaking. My foot shaking. You know it's bad when that baby toe come out. When the baby toe come out the front, it's over. Just let your feet, just let them go at that point. I be trying to eat healthier. That's hard to do. Because kids got good snacks. Like, I got kids in my house. You ever bought yourself something healthy and everybody in the house eat the healthy stuff and leave you with everything else? Like, this say no sugar, no calorie, no nothing. Y'all gonna eat that and leave all the Twinkie cereals out. I bought Raisin Bran. Y'all gonna eat all this Raisin Bran and leave me with these Fruity Pebbles and Frosted Flakes and Twinkie cereals. And my 19-year-old got a girlfriend. I didn't realize that him dating was going to cost me so much money. Like, this shit is expensive when you teach your kid to be a gentleman and you ain't got nobody. I started dating this guy I love. Like, I really, 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 really like this guy. And one of the things I like about him, he smells good. Man, you got to smell good for your ladies. Some of y'all don't be smelling good for your ladies. Some of y'all don't be smelling good for your goddamn ladies. Like, I don't want to, I had a guy, was dating this guy, he did not smell good. I told him, I said, hey, man, I like men that smell real good. He was like, no doubt, I got you. He going to go get some cologne. Pick me up from the airport. I didn't even know he had on cologne. I'm like, thanks, dude, for picking me up. I go to get in the car. He like, you don't smell that? I'm like, I smell LAX. I don't really smell nothing else. He like, you don't smell that? I got on cologne. I'm like, what? Smell me right here. I said, if I got to come to your neck to smell you. Then he had dreads, too. I don't got nothing against anybody with dreads, but come on, fam. when Kev got dreads, I didn't know what to do. I was like, come on, Kev, let's please don't use black castor oil, honey. Please, Jesus. It's just, it stink. I don't care what nobody say. It smells terrible. Black castor oil smells bad. And he didn't wash his hair for like 3 months at a time. And I was just like, I can't date you anymore. He said, why? I said, this is just not, we're not compatible. And he said, why? I was like, it's just reasons. Because, you know, women, we don't want to be mean. And he had an attitude. He was like, you can't just tell me why you don't want to date me. I'm like, you stink, bro. Your hair don't smell nice. I don't want to hug you. It smells sweat in you. It's just nasty to me. I need you to smell good. I need you to be tall. And I need some salt and pepper in your face. I like salt and pepper. These motherfuckers with the salt and pepper in their goddamn face. Y'all fellas keep dying. Stop dying and shit. We like, give us that little bit of wisdom. Let us think you know something. Give it to us. Y'all out here dying. You know how crazy you look sitting there with the little scarf on your neck, dying your shit. Stop dying. That's for me. That's for us, not for you. I went full gray to show the men, be gray. It's okay. We love it. I just put wax in my hair and just let it be gray so y'all could be comfortable with being gray. Be gray, Kev. Tony, you got gray?
Oh, yeah.
You got, be gray. Yeah. Let these Hollywood people, if they want you, they're going to be like, we want you. We're going to have to dye this real quick. But be gray. The women, we love that. We love that. Stop being scared when we run up behind y'all to hug y'all. We're not trying to get y'all in y'all booties. Like, we just want to hug y'all. I can't say you ever walk up behind a man and just hug him. Hey. My boyfriend turned around so easy. He was like, fuck you trying to do back there? I said, I just want to hug you. I don't play that shit back there. We just want to hug you. I just got off the phone with my daughter. She mad at me because she said I ain't buying no food today for the house. Because I didn't, because I left my mask in the car. And when I went back to the car, I just went the fuck home. Like, I'm not going back. And she's like one of those whiny 15-year-olds. We don't even have any food in the house. We don't even have any real food in the house. We don't, like, we have food, but we don't have, like, food in the house. And real food to my daughter is anything microwavable. We don't have any White Castle's burgers. We don't have any Tostino's pizza roll. I'm like, why you just can't say pizza roll? Why you got to be Tostino's pizza roll? We don't have any Hot Pockets. I'm like, you don't have any jobs, okay? Get your ass. Go take them turkey wings out and put them in the goddamn crock pot. Like, you all right cooking some turkey wings at your age. You fine. I was doing it when I was 8. You'll be fine. Because kids are spoiled. I remember half the stuff my kids get now. I never got that shit growing up. You know what my kids get now that I never got? To make a decision. Like, you get to make a decision? You have several kinds of cereal that you want to eat? Several kinds of cereal on top of the fridge? We had one, and it was no frills. It was so no frills, so bad, you didn't even know it was in a box until you opened the box. You didn't know what you was going to get from this no frills cereal in the box until you opened the box. My kids got decisions. Bougie decisions. We don't want whole milk. We want almond milk. I'm one of those parents who always got to tell them what I had. You want almond milk? Because I remember I had sugar water. That's what I was eating. But here you are, want some almond milk. I can't stand them. I really can't. I don't like my little one the most. She's 6. I can't stand her ass. Because she honest. She be saying some fucked up shit to me. I remember I was in my bathroom, in my bedroom, taking a shower. I come out the shower. She's standing there. I'm butt ass naked. She just standing there. She gonna look me up and down and go, ew. I said, what? She goes, ew. I said, why would you say something that? Well, because, you know, your body's just really, really big. You have a really big body. Like, my body's really small. Casey's body, she's really small. But your body is like really, really big body. I sat there in front of her face and ate a whole pack of her Oreos. I don't give a shit. This body gonna keep getting. Oh, my goodness. Okay. My thighs are touching. It's uncomfortable. People think being thick is fun. This is a job. I like when I see skinny women get thick and they ain't know their thighs was gonna touch. They be mad. I could tell they ain't know their thighs was gonna touch because they have a dress on. They came outside with a dress on, and then by the end of the night, they walking like this. I'm like, what's wrong? Oh, my thighs, they touching. They like talking to each other. I don't know what to do. Thick life is difficult. Being heavy is difficult. Ladies, you ever got scooped? You ever had your man scoop you?
Huh? You ever got scooped? You know what that mean? That mean when a man just pick you up underneath and just move you, your whole body, just ugh. I got scooped the other day. I didn't even know what to do. I'm in the bed with my boyfriend, and he was like, "You too high up in the bed." I'm like, "I'm comfortable." He was like, "You gonna just move down." He put his hand underneath me right here, picked up my body with one hand, and just shifted me down this way. He looked back down at me. I was like this. I don't even want no more kids. I started thinking about what my kids was going to look like with him. I was like, we would have some beautiful ass kids if we just, you plus size and you get scooped, girl, he didn't even take a deep breath, Melissa. He just, normally when a guy pick you up, he be like, all right, and then he lift you, and he pick you up. He didn't even take a deep breath. He just, yeah, I was like this, I almost asked him to marry me. I'm like, will you marry me if you can? That's my dream, to get picked up. He picked me. I remember one day he just picked me up. I was walking and he just said, and put me back down. I said, why would you do that? He said, just so you know I can. I said, ooh, stop. We are outside. Okay. You can't wait to get up here and clean this mic off. You shaking and shit. Look at you, your hand twitching and... He's like, I gotta go to work. All right, my name is Cigar Williams. Thank you, bye. Yeah.